The topic of today's podcast is, should you be worried about cholesterol? Hello everyone, it's great to be with you today. This is Dr. Sandra Cabot talking to you about the topic of, should you be worried about your cholesterol level? And I'm joined by our resident expert naturopath, Margaret Jasinska.
Hi Dr. Cabot, it's so nice to be doing a podcast with you again.
It is. And, you know, Margaret, you've just been to this world-famous seminar on low-carbohydrate eating and cholesterol and all these really important issues that people think about and are somewhat controversial, which is good because it gets people thinking. So you really are an expert in this area. So, you know, a lot of people come to us and they're really, really worried because their cholesterol level is elevated above the normal range. And it may only be slightly elevated or it might be really elevated, and they can't really put it into the right context. People still think it's the main risk factor for heart disease. So what's your opinion? Should people be worried about their cholesterol level?
And they have high blood sugar, whether they're an actual diabetic or just a pre-diabetic. You know, if they have elevated insulin levels, you know, so when we look at it in the context of all those things, well, the elevated cholesterol might be a problem. But if a person is slim and fit, their blood pressure is excellent, their blood sugar is excellent, and their cholesterol is slightly elevated, you know, usually that's a good thing, because there have been several studies that have shown people with higher cholesterol that are in good overall health, you know, they live longer. Mm. They have lower rates of cancer. They have better mental health. They have lower rates of dementia. So, you know, particularly those people over the age of 65, if they have slightly higher cholesterol and, you know, their other health markers are good, they actually live longer, better lives.
Mm. Well, cholesterol is very important for the brain. There's a lot of cholesterol found in a normal, healthy brain. And, you know, some people find that when they take large doses of cholesterol-lowering drugs, that their memory is impaired. So, you know, this idea that really low cholesterol is healthy, to me, is way too simplistic.
That's right. You know, like normally, if a person gets fitter, you know, if their blood sugar comes down, if their blood pressure comes down, they feel healthier. You know, they're more energetic, they sleep better. If you lower someone's cholesterol, they don't feel better, they feel worse.
Often that's
so
true.
It's not doing great things for your health.
And particularly men, because remember, testosterone is made out of cholesterol, mm-hmm. and that's your sex hormone that makes you the warrior man. So, you know, a few of my male patients have said, oh, I just don't feel that I've got as much resilience or drive, and I don't have as much libido as well. So I'm not a fan of really low cholesterol levels at all. And the other thing, you know, that's really interesting is cholesterol's not the only fat in your blood. What about the triglycerides, Margaret?
Yes, exactly, that's right. And so whenever you have a blood test for cholesterol, you'll usually also have a blood test for triglyceride. That reading will be just directly below cholesterol. And so triglycerides should really be as low as possible. So the topic of cholesterol, you know, is controversial, and there is debate amongst healthcare practitioners, but no one debates about triglycerides. We all agree.
They don't.
Triglycerides
they don't
should be
them.
As, mm. but we all agree they should be as low as possible.
Yeah, we do.
So triglycerides is like the storage form of fat in your body, but if you have a lot of triglyceride in your bloodstream, it can make your blood more prone to getting clots, to getting blood clots. And elevated triglycerides are usually an indicator of insulin resistance or pre-diabetes or actual diabetes and carrying excess weight around the torso. So your triglycerides should really be as low as possible. And people with higher than ideal triglycerides, and I'd say that would be a level of 1.5 or higher, if your triglycerides are at that level, then it usually means that you've got too much visceral fat, which is a type of unhealthy fat in the body. So we've got two main types of fat. There's subcutaneous fat, which is the fat just under your skin. You know, so if you pinch yourself on your tricep or on your thigh, then you can pick up and feel some subcutaneous fat. But we've also got something called visceral fat. Now, visceral refers to organs. So our viscera are our organs. So visceral fat is the type of fat that can occur inside and around organs. So people with too much visceral fat are at higher risk of heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, dementia, and cancer. So it's the kind of fat that can be found in the liver, in the pancreas, around the heart, inside your arteries, the kidneys. Like at that seminar that I attended, they showed an MRI scan of someone who was very obese and how much the kidneys were getting squashed by body fat.
Yes.
And that was impairing kidney function.
Yes,
so, you know,
same as in the liver. If you have a fatty liver, there's a lot of triglyceride globules that just have to fit into the liver,
mm-hmm.
and there's not enough room.
Yep.
And those triglyceride globules will squash the liver lobules, which contain the healthy liver cells, distort the normal architecture of the liver, and the liver doesn't work as well. Same for the kidneys.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
And the kidneys are a lot more delicate than the liver is.
Yeah,
the liver
you're
can
right.
handle a beating repeatedly, but your kidneys can't.
Now, don't take that literally, guys. We don't want you to party too hard. A little bit, but... Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of people aren't aware of how much visceral fat they have, because you can't tell just by looking at a person how much of that deep internal fat they have. You know, one indicator is that the person tends to store more fat around their waist, so they'll have more of an apple shape rather than a pear shape, you know, so they can get fat around the waist, fat on their back, you know, like a fat on their neck. So those type of people are more likely to have more visceral fat.
Yeah.
Also, Asians, Indians, Australian Aboriginals, people of that heritage tend to accumulate the deep internal visceral fat. You know, they can look like slim people, but they're actually found to have more of that dangerous deep fat. And, you know, these people typically develop type 2 diabetes at a slimmer body weight and at a younger age than Caucasians. You know, a Caucasian can be quite plump, yet metabolically healthy, because
yes.
they have more of the subcutaneous fat just under the skin.
So if somebody's worried about having too much visceral fat, you know, it'll easily show up in an ultrasound scan of your liver. You'll see the texture of the liver is changed by the fat inside the liver, but for a really accurate estimation of the total visceral fat and the fat around the organs, an MRI is very accurate, isn't it?
Yes, but most people aren't going to pay a lot of money to get that done. You know, highly motivated people, athletes, get that done.
Yes.
A DEXA scan will give you some indication. A CT scan will give you some indication as well.
Yeah, and an ultrasound scan of your liver is always a good thing.
Exactly.
Because if you've got a fatty liver, you've probably got excess visceral fat.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's inexpensive. And, you know, have your triglycerides checked as well. As your cholesterol level, and Margaret believes that if your triglycerides are elevated, that's more significant than elevated cholesterol.
Yes, and well, theoretically, it's easy to get triglycerides down. All you do is you eat less carbohydrate, grains, cereals, starches, sugar, alcohol, and you know, for some people that's easy to implement, for other people it's impossibly difficult, but that's psychology.
Yes.
But you know, just on a basic physiological level, if you don't eat a lot of carbohydrate or alcohol, you can get triglycerides down and visceral fat down. And then, you know, whether your cholesterol is higher or lower isn't as significant. And, you know, interestingly, it's often, you know, those people who are very slim, the naturally thin people, if they are on a low carbohydrate diet, they tend to have higher cholesterol than people who are slightly, you know, overweight.
Yeah. And the other thing, when we do a profile of the cholesterol, we call it a lipid profile. We look at the high density lipoproteins and the low density lipoproteins. And, you know, it's commonly agreed that if you've got lots of high density lipoproteins, that's the good cholesterol. And if you've got lots of low density lipoproteins, well, that's not good because it's known as bad cholesterol. Do you think that's as significant as your triglyceride level?
If the HDL, if the good cholesterol is below normal, that's a significant indicator of insulin resistance. You know, that almost always goes along with elevated triglycerides, elevated waist circumference, pre-diabetes, if not now, then in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
So I think the below normal HDL is a better indicator than what the LDL is doing. Now, because with LDL, like, if you fast, your cholesterol will go up, but fasting's supposed to be good for you, and it is.
Yes,
it is. It just means that if you fast, whether it's 1 day or 3 days, or a medically supervised fast that goes on for longer, it just means that, you know, when you are fasting, you are utilizing fat stores for energy, and more fat is traveling through your bloodstream at any one time, which your cells are using for energy. So, you know, you might have an elevated cholesterol level if you have a blood test at that time, but that's all fine and good. You know, fasting has so many metabolic and immune system and digestive system benefits.
And, you know, I know people who have regular cholesterol tests done, often for their professional work, they'll say, oh, I'm going to improve my diet for 1 week before I have the blood test done. And then they go back to eating all the high-carb foods. But really, it takes longer than that to turn your cholesterol level around.
Yes, and often, you know, if someone was quite overweight and they are losing weight, also, when they're burning up excess fat stores, their cholesterol level can be higher at that time. And then once they achieve their healthy weight and stay at that level, then their cholesterol comes down again. You know, so basically, you know, when fat is being utilized by the body, cholesterol can go up. So that's why we think it's, you know, it's important to look at it in the context of what's happening with your overall health.
So if somebody has a blood test and their cholesterol is elevated above the normal range, we would recommend they have a lipid profile with HDL and LDL types of cholesterol measured, also triglycerides, fasting blood sugar level, and an ultrasound scan of their abdomen for visceral fat.
Yes, you could also have C-reactive protein and homocysteine tested. There are other potential indicators of cardiovascular risk that we wrote about in our book called Cholesterol, the Real Truth.
Yes. Great. Well, that's reassuring. You know, we don't want people to panic about high cholesterol. And we're going to do another podcast about what to do if you have elevated cholesterol and triglycerides and elevated visceral fat, which will be most helpful. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast on Should You Be Worried About Cholesterol? And thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Dr. Gabeau, for your company.